Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday morning?
Yes, it is. Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis, back in effect here on The Fan. 888-808-1019, the telephone number. Lots to discuss, plenty to get into. And we'll do it all over these next 5 hours, taking you to the warm-up show. I'm not sure who's on the warm-up show. Over the next 5 hours, we'll figure out who's on the warm-up show. We'll get into all the different sports stuff, some other things as well, along with Nico for the next 5 hours. Fresh round of what I learned on TikTok. I know Nico is very excited about that. But let's start with the baseball. I understand we got some football stuff to get to. We'll get to the Jets and the Giants and the preseason. And everybody's amazing. Isn't it great when everybody... This guy's amazing. And that guy's amazing. Cade Klubnik's amazing. Malachi Fields, everything's great. Everything's sensational. Ty Simpson with the Rams is amazing. Fernando Mendoza should start week one. Everybody's great. It's almost like we don't have to play the season because everybody's going to be amazing this year. But we'll get into that a little bit later on. Let's talk with the baseball and the Yankees. Yankees avoid getting swept up in Toronto where it looked like it was going down a bad road. A road we've seen many times before, but the Yanks able to salvage a win as they hold off the Blue Jays 4-3 in 10 innings. And look, the Yankees are in a position right now that we kind of talked about before. And as bad as the losses were those first two games, and you don't really want to give the Blue Jays life because as a team you don't really want to see come playoff time. I know they'd be the third wild card. Yankees going to be the first wild card. But look, you just want, when you get a chance to stick it to the Blue Jays, you want to be able to stick it to the Blue Jays. Yankees over the last few years have not done really a good job of sticking it to teams in their division. So to get the win yesterday, and look, we don't give, I don't wave pom-poms just because it's my team. I don't look to, well, we got to find a positive here just to find a positive. But you'd have to say the performance of Ryan Weathers this season and yesterday has been a big plus. You know, Yankees got him in an offseason where they didn't do a whole lot. It was basically run it back, but they went out and make the deal for Ryan Weathers. There were some skills there that when he was playing for the Marlins, you could see maybe if the Yankees could kind of tap into that. It has gone very well this season. Yesterday gives up one run over 7 1/3. Had four strikeouts, gave up six hits, his ERA 3.56 on the season, which doesn't sound like all that much, but he has now exceeded his season total in terms of innings by a lot, and he's kind of gotten better as the season's gone along. Like in the last month, his ERA is just over two. Over the last 2 weeks, I think he's made three starts over the last 2 weeks. His ERA is under one. So it's been very impressive to watch, and he's a guy that possibly, you know, you've heard talk about when Carlos Rodon comes back, that Ryan Weathers could be a guy who goes to the Yankee bullpen and maybe can give somebody there, you know, a little bit of a breather, a little bit of an extra arm to have down there after not adding any pieces in the bullpen at the trade deadline. But look, the Yankees, it's almost like you're watching a rerun when you watch the Yankees, because you know what's coming. And it's not, this is not to take anything away from the Blue Jays, because it's the same against every single team the Yankees play. And it seems like now we have more than enough of a sample size to know that this is what's going to be the case up until Aaron Judge returns, if Aaron Judge returns. It's pretty clear cut. The Yankees with Aaron Judge are one of the better offenses in baseball. without Aaron Judge, they're one of the worst offenses in baseball. I mean, since May, you've seen it. And you saw it this week. You know, for the Yankees to get four runs, it's like a blow. Wow, they got four all in the same game. They got four runs in the same game? And yesterday's game is a prime example of how not adding more at this year's trade deadline was a mistake, especially for the offense. Because in each of these games, the Yankees, it's like pulling teeth trying to score runs. And we have watched the Yankees with far better offenses when they get to October and they go up against the better pitching, the offense that might score, you know, five, six runs ordinarily, all of a sudden they're not scoring those runs. You know, they're not able to beat up on bad teams. And now the Yankees don't really beat up on anybody. You know, they scored those 10 runs in that game against the Mariners. And since then, they've gone right back. You thought maybe this will get some guys hot. No, it did not get anybody hot. And the problem is the Yankees have such a small margin for error. It's great that their pitching has been lights out, but even with their pitching being lights out, they don't have any room to breathe in any of these games. And that's going to be the case come October as well. The Yankees are going to the playoffs. They're almost certainly going to be that first wild card. I'm not going to get carried away. Oh, if they lost that game, spirals out. No, it's not going to spiral out of control. There's nobody to spiral out of control against. There's no good teams in the American League. And thankfully, the Yankees did have Aaron Judge at one point this season because they are still living off the record they compiled with Aaron Judge. Since Aaron Judge has gone down, the Yankees have essentially been a 500 team. Over the course of June, July, August, and probably into September because he's not coming back anytime soon, they have been a 500 team. And their margin for error, even with the pitching being as lights out as it is, heaven forbid the pitching ever isn't lights out, it'll be lights out on the Yankees. And another area where it kind of factors in is they have to play clean baseball. And you see that they have problems doing that a lot of times. You know, their infield defense, it's better with George Lombard Jr. being there. That's great. But their infield defense is not very clean. Now, it's great yesterday that Ben Rice, he makes the error there, allows the game to get tied up. Ali Sanchez behind the plate as well, allows the wild pitch. Blue Jays tie the game. You think, oh my God, here we go again. Ben Rice able to overcome that. Hits the home run, obviously very big. But this is how this is going to be a problem. Not just that the Yankees can't score runs and it puts more pressure on the pitchers. They have no margin for error because now they're going to be playing close games all the time. And we have seen this Yankee team under Aaron Boone the last few years. I'm not going to say the entire Aaron Boone era, but it's certainly been clear when they went to the World Series against the Dodgers, the last couple of years even after that. If you put the pressure on them defensively, they will melt down. They are not a good defensive team in the infield. Now, Lombard makes it better. McMahon is a good fielding third baseman generally at that position. That's great. But the Yankees do not have, in Ben Rice, a good fielding first baseman. That's, I think, one of the reasons why they went out and got Luis Garcia.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So when you play every single game close to the vest, it puts more pressure on all the other aspects of the game. And when it comes down to the Yankees win generally when they can overwhelm you with talent. You know, when they can overwhelm you with talent and hit home runs and score a bunch of runs, it's a very easy going to. They've not been able to do that this year. And you've seen the result of that. When Aaron Judge is there, they're one kind of team. And when he's not there, they're another. They're a 500 team, and it's just as well they had Aaron Judge. Otherwise, if they hadn't had Aaron Judge, if he had missed the entire season as a result, it's pretty clear at this point that they would be right with those third wild card kind of teams because they're all kind of fluctuating around 500. Red Sox are 66-58. After that, it's the battle for the third wild card. The Orioles, 2 games under .500. Rangers, 3 games under .500. Blue Jays, 4 games under .500. Tigers, 4 games under .500. That's where the Yankees would be if they didn't have Aaron Judge for the first 2 months of the season. Even an injured Aaron Judge is better than no Aaron Judge. So you got some news that it looks like by this time next weekend that Cody Bellinger could be back, and that's great. At least we won't, I don't think, have to see Elliot Ramos as much if Cody Bellinger is back. But we saw the Yankees offense. This is not about the Yankees really getting healthy. You know, you hear that a lot. The Yankees got to get healthy. The only problem is the Yankees. They're doing this and they're not healthy. Well, they're a .500 team. And it's not really that they're missing Cody Bellinger. And it's not even really, I don't think that you can blame this on not having Giancarlo Stanton. It feels like the Yankees never have Giancarlo Stanton. This comes down to one thing. It comes down to Aaron Judge. When the Yankees have Aaron Judge, they are one team. And when they don't have Aaron Judge, they are another. And clearly, they cannot score runs without Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge, in his absence, has proven his value even more than he has done so when he's actually playing games and putting up numbers and winning MVPs. So the Yankees able to win a game, that's fantastic. But how does this, the only question that really matters come October is, will Aaron Judge be there? Now, there was a report. The first one I saw was from the Apple TV back on Friday that they think it's going to be another month before Judge is back. It didn't really seem like it had any specifics, and now the Yankees have maintained that he's going to be back at some point. No real details, obviously. I guess they just don't have them. Judge has said that he will definitely play again this season. And then I saw a report, I think it was from John Heyman. I don't think I'm getting Porch Sports when I say this. I think it was the actual John Heyman. You got to be careful sometimes. You get Adarn Schefter. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Adarn Schefter. Ah, it's an R and an N. Ah, it's not Adam. Darn it. No, I think it was the real John Heyman who said that they're looking at possibly mid-September. Well, I mean, it doesn't really feel like that legit of a timeline, considering, yeah, I mean, it's either going to be mid-September or late September. Or not at all. Those are the three options right now. Best case scenario, mid-September. If not mid-September, late September, that's when the playoffs start. And if it's not that, then it's not at all. There's not much of a... The guy has not swung a bat yet. He's not swung a bat since the end of May. And the healing process, maybe this thing is going to ramp up a whole lot faster than I think or what would seem normal. But again, I'm not a doctor, but let's lay it out again. He gets hurt in April, goes on the IL at the end of May. 6 weeks, they re-image the injury. There's some healing. That was their term, some healing. There was some healing. Trying to find the positives. They wait another bunch of time. They get another round of tests. He's still not able to swing a bat. There's still no timeline for when he might be able to do that. And until you have a timeline for what, like he's going to swing a bat and then have to see how he feels after that and is the injury completely healed? Because as we sit here now on, what is it, August 17th? Unless they're going to tell us something tomorrow morning, that injury is still not healed. And this is an injury that took place in April, and they diagnosed him at the end of May. And he's still not healed up until this point, but you're telling me within the next 6 weeks, because that's what we have until the playoffs start, Aaron Judge is going to get cleared to swing a bat, have no further setbacks, go through all the different things of getting his timing and rehab assignments and all those different things, and come back to and ride into the rescue for the New York Yankees. Kind of seems hard to believe. Seems kind of, for me, maybe I'm just being skeptical. Maybe I'm just being a negative Nancy. I don't know. But that seems, and that's the thing they need. You know, for all the talk about, well, they're going to get Stanton back, they're going to get Bellinger back, there's one guy that really matters, and that's Aaron Judge. You know, no disrespect to Cody Bellinger, but we saw what the Yankee offense looked like when Cody Bellinger was out there. It's not all that much different than when Cody Bellinger was not there. It's like the same offense. They can't score runs. And for a team that can't score runs in the regular season without Aaron Judge in there, that's the only thing that matters. So we're kind of in a holding pattern. We're kind of just sitting around waiting for some sort of news about Aaron Judge one way or the other. Because if they get him back and he's able, you know, say tomorrow they come out and say, you know what, Aaron Judge is clear to start rehabbing. And okay, then you can have some legit hope that this guy's going to be back by October and maybe this year will be different. Because the Yankees starting pitching has been sensational. And the bullpen, which over the last couple of years, the Yankees had not really done as good a job of developing it. The bullpen has been locked down. That's been impressive. Now, I don't know if the bullpen is still going to have some gas left in the tank by the time they get to the postseason this year, because it seems like they're in the bullpen every single day. But that's a tomorrow problem. Let's focus on today's problems. And today's problem is the Yankees can't score runs. And it's been the same case the entire time since Aaron Judge went down. And just kind of getting back to Ryan Weathers, who was so impressive yesterday, and certainly want to hear from you at 888-808-1019. I know he's over what his normal, like his career high in innings, so I'm sure at some point the Yankees are going to want to be careful with that for the long term, and they don't want to get him hurt, so they'll move him to the bullpen at some point because the bullpen probably could use a blow. I feel like I have more confidence if the Yankees need a fourth starter come the postseason in Ryan Weathers than I ever would in Carlos Rodon. You know, all this talk about how great the Yankees starting pitching is. Oh boy, how is some team going to beat them come October when they put out Cam Schlittler and Gerrit Cole and Max Fried and Carlos Rodon? And I hear people say that. Oh, you got Schlittler and Fried and of course Cole and Rodon. Which one of these is not like the others? Those first three guys, I think I have some confidence. Although, I'll be honest, even Fried, as a postseason pitcher, he's had some moments, but he's not exactly automatic come October. He's not exactly Randy Johnson come October. And he certainly wasn't Randy Johnson last year against the Blue Jays. That much is for sure. But Carlos Rodon has never been a good postseason pitcher. Carlos Rodon, we've seen him long enough here as a Yankee to know that when things are going good, he's good. But if one thing goes wrong, the roof is going to cave in. And in the postseason, generally something goes wrong. Generally, you don't go to the mound and just overpower the other team. Something along the way is going to go wrong. And I don't trust Carlos Rodon at all. So if it were up to me and we needed a fourth starter for a postseason series, I'd have a whole lot more confidence in what I've seen from Ryan Weathers lately and this season than I ever will in Carlos Rodon. So with all the reports that Rodon's coming, oh, the Yankee rotation's going to add another arm. He's never been a good postseason pitcher. And how any Yankee fan who doesn't have the memory of a goldfish could have confidence in Carlos Rodon come postseason time, I don't know how you could.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.